You know what, I can't really say because I try not to read any of that stuff or look at any of that on the internet and on social media. You know, we just focus on what's going on in here. You know, I personally believe there are lines that you cross and don't cross, and that just comes down to personal respect. But you know, everybody's different, and you know, like I said, we always just focus on what's going on in the building.
Matthew, your father was involved in a lot of big rivalry games. I'm sure the Rams were one of the other teams in the NFC. Of course, the Cowboys were as well. Any memories that he shared with you playing against the Dallas Cowboys? Like, if you recall, it's in your own.
Off the top of my head. But, you know, I don't have a lot of experience playing against this team. It's only my second time playing them in my career. But, obviously, the tradition, America's team, I think most of my family is Cowboys fans. So, you know, and I understand that. I respect that and what that franchise has been able to do. But, you know, all that doesn't really mean much to us. We just have to prepare for Sunday's game and go out and try to execute on Sunday.
Playing at a new stadium where you've never played before, does that change your pregame routine at all? Bill spoke about looking where the 42nd clocks are located.
It may a little bit. I think during the warm-up time, we just go out there and familiarize ourselves with the field and the surroundings. But at the end of the day, it's football. It feels the same length, same width. We got to go out there and play at a high level.
Matthew, a lot of talk the last couple of days about rules, punching the ball out of the end zone and stuff like that. How much time do you guys put into knowing what to do in those situations?
Well, I think Bill does a good job of preparing us situationally and familiarizing us with the rule book. So it's a part of our preparation throughout the course of the season.
Because when you're out in the field, you just think, all right, get the ball out, right?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation. So.
This stadium has the windows that open, the roof is retractable, so I imagine late afternoon it could be tricky with shadows and lighting. Though maybe better suited for return men, do you have to take note of that? Are you getting cause challenges for the end of the zone?
I think, like you said, that's more of an issue for the returners. You know, we have to deal with different things, it seems like, every game, so it'll be something that we have to get used to. And I'm sure the guys that are handling the ball will go out and do what they need to do to get themselves ready to play on Sunday.
They're going to go to the rules and stuff. Is it a little called for more challenges or expanding the what you can challenge as a player when a challenge happens? Does that sort of take you out of the rhythm of the game? Is it good to catch your breath? What do you think about expanding that?
You know, I really don't have – I don't feel strongly one way or the other on that. As a player, you're just so focused on the game and the situation and doing your job that you really don't think about – challenging this, challenging that. I understand challenging has evolved over the years, and I think it's good for the game of football. You get some calls that you may have normally missed, but all in all, we don't really think about that too much.
From your experience, one last thing about that particular play, the ball being down in the end zone. In the kicking game, it's a bit different. Sometimes you're down there trying to keep the ball in the play. Mm-hmm. Was there anything early in your experience here that Bill pointed out to you about the rule? Specifically, again, as a gunner, keeping the ball in the play?
Nothing that sticks out in my mind.
You know, they're always important. Special teams are always important. Did they become more important as the season goes on?
I certainly believe that. I think as the weather changes, you see less, fewer touchbacks and then more returns because the ball's not carrying, obviously. And then field goals obviously come into play, and they already have this season. So I think our unit is going to be called into duty a little bit more as the season goes along.
Field position.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I think there's a lot that goes into that. I think your off-season preparation is so important. Your training camp is so important. You know, we've had good fortune. Obviously, we've been able to stay fairly healthy, and the ball's bounced our way a few times. So we feel good about where we are, but obviously 3-0 is not going to get you anything in this league, and we have to continue to try to just attack this game 1 week at a time.
People always default back to what the coach does to get us ready. What about the players as a group? What do you guys have to do together in order to sync so well?
It's just one day at a time, folks, on getting better. And I think that's said often around here, but it's really true. I think you have to approach this thing one day at a time. There's so many uncertainties in the game of football, and you can't think about tomorrow. You just have to attack today. All right.
This will be